God a praise offering. Amen. Good evening, everybody. Buenas tardes. Since we got Pastor Danny in the house, I'm just going to do it in Spanish. If I already dropped the ball, I should have said that in Spanish. Praise the Lord. God bless you. If you have your Bibles, let's go to Genesis chapter 11. Genesis chapter 11. Verse 5 and 6. While we get there, I want to take the opportunity to thank my God for his keeping power, for all these things he's done in my life. And I feel like we're just getting started. And I also want to thank the opportunity to speak. You know, since I was a youngster, since I was a little boy, man, I always stood before important people. Always the principal or my father or police officers, judge. And things haven't changed. I'm still standing before important people. Amen? That has nothing to do with what I'm going to speak about tonight, but I thought I'd throw it out there. So, Genesis chapter 11, verse 5 and 6. But the Lord came down to see the city of the tower which the sons of men have built. And the Lord said, indeed, the people are one, and they have one language. And this is what they began to do. Now, nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to just be part of your presence and to minister the word, oh God. I pray that you will utilize this time frame, Lord God, and to use me as a chosen vessel, Lord God, to minister what you have put in my heart to your people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, in Revelations, now I want to entitle this, you know, I've been a United We Can member since. It was funny because we're, you know, back and Pastor Danny look at my pen and say, hey, you had that for 30 years. Yeah, that's how long I've been a member. But he was trying to say, you need to change the pen. Anyways, but I've been involved. But I want to entitle this message, United We Can. United We Can. And I pray that later on you catch on to it. But throughout Revelation chapter 2 and 3, God deals with seven churches. And he just begins to deal with them. To the church of Ephesus, and some that I can't say in English, can't even say it in Spanish, I'm going to say it in Spanish. But Ephesus, you know, was known as the loveless church. You know, they have left their first love. You know, but they were also given, you know, kind of like saying, like, for God, where they come from. But also, they were also given an opportunity to start fresh. And we know we're still in February in 2018 and like a fresh start and all that good stuff. And in Smyrna, you know, was known as the persecuted church. You know, they overcame persecution through testing, were put to the test. And also in the third church was Pergamos. And they were the compromise. They were known as the compromising church. You know, they're associated with false doctrines. And then Thyatira, you know, was the corrupt church that tolerated sin. And then Sardis was the dead church. You know, they got comfortable, got to a plateau, like business as usual. Same old, gotta go to church. They got there, they were going nowhere else. The sixth church was Philadelphia. They were known as the faithful church. But they were challenged to continue going forward, not to stop what they were doing. And the seventh church, That's the one I had a hard time pronouncing. Even in Spanish, I can pronounce it. But anyways, I will just give it a shot. Laodicea, that's pretty good. Amen? At least I understand it. It was known as a lukewarm church. You know, and you know what? Neither they were hot, neither they were cold. Sounds like they had one foot in and one foot out. They couldn't understand where we're coming or they were going. You know, sometimes we're here, sometimes we're not. Why are those empty churches? What's going on? You know, I should change my message to the value of the empty chairs. I just thought of them for free. But the thing of it is, they were lukewarm. They couldn't make up their minds or decide, like, what's really going on here? What's happening? You know? But these things, there's three things that stand out throughout these churches. The number one, he says that he that has a ear, listen to what the Spirit says to the Lord. That was one of them. And I'm going to look into that, like, you know, a lot of times we just come to church and we hear the message, but we're really listening to what God has for each one of us. I've been around for a while, and it doesn't matter who speaks. It doesn't matter who's got the pulpit. I want to hear from God. You know, I want to bypass, you know, and sometimes I wonder, like, well, Pastor Sonny, I know, and Pastor Danny, I know, but who's Joe Williams? Come on, somebody. I'm just a chosen vessel like you. I just happen to be there, an innocent bystander, and God set me free. Okay, I'm going to use you. Well, okay, I guess so. So we all got the same, you know. But that's one. The second thing is he gave all these churches the opportunity. He says, he that overcomes. Now they're given the opportunity to get things right. And the third one that I see, every church has issues. All right? And issues are like a flat tire. Unless you deal with it, we ain't going nowhere. Come on, somebody. I wonder what God will say about Victory Outreach Church. How will we be labeled? How will we be known? Because whether you understand this or not, we are making and we're going to make history. Whether we stay here for another 20 years or another 100 years and the Lord doesn't come back, I guarantee you, mark my words, we will be talked about. People will say they were brilliant in the Church of Victory Outreach. Come on, somebody. Because we're one of the existing longest churches that made an impact around the world. We hold the number one for Victory Homes and reaching the hurting. And I mean, we might be small in number, like in a little corner here in Zuni and Jefferson. But I want you to know that, you know, we're not just here. We're like spread out into the world. Come on, somebody. You know what I mean? But we're going to be known. So why would God say? See, we can identify with all these churches. We can honestly say, you know, stuff like being there, done that, you know what I mean? We made a few mistakes. We fall short of His glory. You know, we have compromised. We have offended one another. We have judged one another. We have talked about one another. And oftentimes, it's not about Jesus. Come on, somebody. I want to dedicate this message to me. If you don't want to hear it, you don't receive nothing. I need to hear this. Come on, somebody. All right? I went to the, I know I don't like these parks they make for dogs. I said, what the heck is that? And yesterday, I went and found myself at a dog park. Walking my dog, trying to focus and meditate, separating, and here comes Linda. Hey, Pastor Joe. Coming, I know, sometimes we have to just deal with ourselves sometimes. You know, all this stuff like that, but in spite of all this, you know, God has bypassed our actions. And the reason why, because we have persevered in a sense. We are still standing. Regardless of our differences and regardless of our chaos and regardless of he did this, he did that, he said this, he said that. Regardless of all that, we still the church. We're still here. We're still pressing on. And you know, if you know our history, how the enemies try to stop us and shut us down and everything. But remember my text scripture. When God looked down at the men and, man, they have built this. And, man, once they put their mind to it and set their mind to it, we're going to do this. We're going to. And there's no holding it back. But there was one thing that, you know, I want you to understand. We have overcome trials and tribulations. You know, we have been through all that good stuff. You know, we have labor, we have served, we have planted, we have watered, we have done all that. I think it's our time. I think it's time of a year of expectancy to respect what God has for each one of us. But in our text, you know, in our text says that, you know, we read that verse 6 again. It says they were all, the people were one. It wasn't like, well, we're doing this and well, we're doing that and how come this and how come that. They were one. Same language. You know what I mean? And one thing about Victory Outreach, us, we're missing one thing, the unification, the unity of the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, we have our devotion, we have our prayers, we have everything school we got, but what much more effective we all come together. Amen, amen. You know, and I'm the first one to admit that sometimes I'm on Southfield. I'm not perfect. I don't claim to have all the answers. And believe me, I got to where I am, not because of all the experience, but because of all the mistakes and all the mess and everything I had to learn. And sometimes I'm in Southfield and it's in Joe, and God has to say, Joe, what are you doing? No, we're going this way. You know, and I remember the changes. I remember the early days. Why are you trying to change me, Pastor? God already changed me. I can understand that there was growth coming. I couldn't understand and see that there was more to just coming to church and going about my business. Come on, somebody. I tried a secular job. That didn't work for me. Come on, people. I'm nothing against secular jobs. You know, if you got a good job, God bless you. And I just thank God that you got a job. Just really to talk to a bro. I can come to church because I got to work. Well, first it was Wednesday. Now it's Sunday. What's next? Come on, somebody. I think we serve a greater God than that. But I want to give you a praise report before I get deeper into this. Today I had lunch with a young lady, me and Terry, and her boyfriend. See, you guys lost me already. And her boyfriend. And the food came, right? And everybody's looking at the food. And I say, well, I assume we got to pray. And then she goes, yes, don't you remember? You led me to the Lord when I was 9 years old. And I'm still walking with God. That was a blessing, man. It turned out to be Terry's younger sister. She came into town on a drive-by and stuff like that. Went back to El Paso. But it was a blessing. Because sometimes we do stuff that we don't see. Only God knows what's really happening. That's why I don't labor. That's why I don't get no credit. I was sharing a conversation with Mark. How come when Paul was walking in and everybody was like, hey, these are the sons of the Most High God. And these guys are awesome. And these guys are cool. And then Paul turns around and name of Jesus, get out of him. He cast out some kind of spirit out of him. And the reason why, because Paul did not want no glory. He didn't want no recognition. He just wanted to serve God. Listen, it's not about your testimony. It's not about our loyalty. It's not about our faithfulness. It's not about how many years we've gone and over that. Hey, listen, I started reaching souls since 1988. I lost count. Every time we do a funeral service, I make sure that all those people are going to say the sinner's prayer. Every time I walk into a prison system, when there's 50 to 40 men there within the chapel, I know that some of them are going to say the sinner's prayer. Come on, people. But it's not me. It's Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody. You know, and I've been through our Victory Education Training Institute. I took Church History 1 and Church History 2 and all that. But let me tell you about the beginning of church history. It started in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it says, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses into Samaria, Judea, and to the uttermost parts of the world. That was the beginning. But then he had him in Acts chapter 2, he had him waiting all the way from 44 to 48. He said they had all things in common. They were in one accord. In 1545, it says they sold their possessions and met everybody's needs. In other words, they paid their tithes and they paid their pledges. Oh, you didn't like that one? Come on, somebody. They were all in one spirit, one accord. They weren't tripping like, how come we have to do this? And how come we have to do that? And what are they doing with the money? And this and that. Let me tell you something about that. How come we never complained to the devil when he was taking all our money? Come on, people. And the people that usually complain don't have any money anyways. I don't have any money. I'm just blessed. Amen? But you cannot outgive God. If you study my life, the debt that I'm in and the mortgage payment and this payment and that payment, I'm making a car payment for a new car, and I don't even have a new car. You know what I mean? Those are things, it's a long, complicated to explain to you, but the point of it is that God makes a way every time. Come on, somebody. Cannot outgive God. God don't need your money. He just wants to bless you. Anyways, I wasn't in my nose, but I thought I'd throw it in for free anyways. They sold their possession. They were one spirit and one accord. In the last scripture of that, in verse 48, it says that the Lord added to the church daily. It wasn't even their efforts. You wonder, man, we can continue to do what we've been doing all these years and everything, but unless we unify our efforts, we're going to miss out on what God wants to do in this church. Come on, somebody. Unless we unify our efforts and submit to one language, one vision, same purpose, we're going to miss out. This thing that I forgot, or I didn't get the message, or I didn't know, or first time I heard about it. I mean, it's over. Come on, somebody. The way I see it is that if you pray, if you're in the Word, if you're on page, and you're in, if you're a leader in this church, I don't think you should be reminded of anything. I think we should be ahead of the game. Now, sometimes I fall short, man. Sometimes I, oh, my God, I have to do this, I have to do that, and all this stuff. And got to stay with the program. Come on, somebody. I declare victory outreach as if we want to be known as the church of unification. In the years, victory outreach, they were united. They were in one spirit. They took the world for Jesus. Come on, somebody. That's the thing we're going to do. See, through the efforts of United We Can, we're reaching the world. And I believe that also, even being united, I think we can take this city. I really do. Because I think all this time we were like here and there and everywhere and everything, But once we come to the unity, if every person in here would do what we're supposed to do, man, for example, if you're a worship leader, lead worship. If you're an usher, usher. If you're security, do security. If you're parking, do parking. If you, every ministry, whatever God has given you, that you would take that. And if you don't like it, we'll make disciples. Raise somebody up, bring them, compel them, do whatever. God's going to use you, and God's going to do this, and God's going to do that, and you invest in them and whatever, and then you turn it over, but you just don't drop the ball or throw in the towel and say, I can't do this. It's not my call. This is not what I signed up for or whatever. But one bad person can spoil the whole move of God. One individual. This is why it's very important that we got to be on the same page. See, that's why last time I spoke, I chose to help roll the wheel rather than to reinvent the wheel. I could have traveled the world. I have a powerful testimony. I know what the Lord's done. I know what I'm capable of doing.
I could, I mean, when God opened in doors to go to other countries, what am I doing stuck in Albuquerque? Come on, somebody. Paul did the same thing when he told the disciple, what are you guys doing? You're going back to the same Jerusalem neighborhood. You're going back to the synagogue. You're going to the same thing. Hey, that's good, guys, but let's take the world. And they were, Paul, you little madman, you're tripping, Paul. He wasn't tripping. He had a high call. Every single one of you here, you're not here by coincidence. I don't care if you just roll up. I don't care if you messed up. I don't care if you're backslid. You're going through whatever you're going through. There is a reason and a purpose why God hasn't given up on you. Come on, somebody. The reason for all that. We just need to line ourselves up. Don't expect God to move on your behalf if you're not moving on his behalf. Come on. Amen? I got my timer, guys. I know you guys are checking it out. Cool. Right on time. Perfecto. Perfecto. Amen? But that's how the church got birthed. They weren't tripping. They weren't complaining. Well, how come Peter's the leader? How come Paul? Who's his guy? You know, and all. They knew that God has something, that God done something in their lives. You know, and I'm trying to keep it as simple as possible. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. But the message is so clear and simple. If we're going to take this city, we're going to go anywhere, we're going to do anything for God, it's going to have to be a united effort. You know, I want to say to the church, man, coming down, bringing all, you know what I mean? Let's bring all our difference to the altar. Let's humble ourselves, you know what I mean? Let's allow God to take over. And if you're here for the first time, you know, you haven't given you opportunity to give God the opportunity to really accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, you know what? Why not? You heard about the prayers, and I just got another call the other day for another funeral service on Tuesday. You know, and we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know when the time is going to be. I really believe that sometimes, wow, God's been coming forever, and God's not going to come back. How many of you guys think like that, that we're living in the end times? Well, how many of you know that the Bible was written in the end times? So all these years, from generations and decades and millenniums, God's been coming back. But remember the scripture that was mentioned this morning to the preaching? That the Lord is not slack concerning his promise. He's waiting patiently that all should come to repentance. So if you're that kind of people, well, we're waiting for the eastern sky to wide open and God coming back for his people, that's good. Prophecy. But I really see it another way. Look at it from this point of view. If you have accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you know that there's been a change in your life, and you know that you're walking with Jesus, why are you waiting for him? We should roll up our sleeves and get with the program. I'm not waiting for him. He's already here. He's already coming to our lives. So we shouldn't be waiting for some sign or everything. In the process, we don't know what's going to happen next. But I want to challenge you. Really, you know, we're going to make two altar calls, simple ones. One, we're going to pray a spirit of unity. Whatever it is, maybe you're sitting here tonight and, well, I don't talk to him and I don't talk to her and I don't like him and I don't like her, or he's pink or he's white or he's Mexican. Who cares about all that? If you focus on what people think about you, you're going to miss on what God thinks about you. I would have committed suicide a long time ago if I freak out on what people think about me and say about me and this and that. I would better worry about what the word says about me. I fear more God. I fear more God that I better be right. See, I came to about 5 years ago. I went to a big old trial in my life. I didn't expect it. You know, when Pastor Danny and Barbara had the lunch, I said, you're going to be okay, Joel. Suicide. What can I do? I'm just going to stick around to see what God's going to do next. There's nothing we can do, folks. We can't stop. Remember,
when God looked at him, man, look at who we are. Look at the past we come from. You and I were, we weren't boring people. We were exciting people. Mark, do you remember when we were growing up and we'll come back to my house and people will sit there, oh man, I didn't score, I'm gonna be all sick all day. I never seen that. By 8, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning, we had a cigarette here, we had money in our pocket, we were all nodding, with no staff meetings, with no plan, with no transportation, under the devil's spell. But how much more now when God looked out, man, when these people set their mind to do something, there's nothing holding them back. How much more we can do now under the power and the anointing of the power of the Holy Spirit? There's nothing that can hold us back, people, from being an impact in this city. And I believe it's our time. It's when God looked down and they build their church and they build their reputation and they build their name. Now when they come into the unity, there's nothing that will hold them back. Man, I'm not running out of fire, just running out of time. No se me acabó el parque, se me acabó el tiempo. But I want to challenge you tonight. Like I said, we're going to pray 2 prayers. One, that we're going to come to unity. And the other one, if you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, as we worship here tonight, stand to your feet. We're going to open these altars. Just allow God to do what He's got to do. I really believe that with all our hearts. When we allow the power of God, and we've seen victories, we've seen the process, we've seen the progress, but yet, it's not over yet. I really believe this is our year. Oh, you didn't hear me, church. I really believe this is our year of expectation. I really believe this is a year where a lot of us are going to get set free. A lot of us are going to get breakthroughs. And we're going to see an outpour before the year's over. Mark me, correct me if I'm wrong. We will have double services, man. I really believe that with all my heart. Number one, because I have to deal with my own personal life. Like, God, where are you at, Joe? Where's your part in this thing? Are you in this or are you like lukewarm? No, sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm sad, sometimes I'm in the spirit, sometimes in the flesh. No, my friend, you either save or you're not. And God will finish what He started in us. Father, we thank you tonight, oh God. Father, we give you all the praise, all the honor, all the glory, oh God. Father, I stand among treasures out of darkness. Men, oh God, that had no purpose, no life. But now we have a life and a purpose, oh God. And Father, we pray even tonight, Lord, that we would just bring all the difference to the altar, oh God. That we would just humble ourselves, Lord. That we would allow the power of the Spirit of God to take complete control over our lives and over this ministry, oh God. Father, we pray tonight, Lord, that you would just execute, oh God. That you would move aside every false spirit, oh God, of negativeness, Lord. Every false spirit, oh God, of rebellion and disobedience, Lord. Anything that will hold us back, Lord, by being a unified church, Lord God. Father, we pray tonight, Lord, that you would just allow your power in the spirit, Lord, to take complete control, Lord God. Father, we move aside for you, Lord. We pray, Lord God, for a people anointing upon this church, oh God, that we will raise up, Lord. It will take it to another level, Lord God. Father, we pray tonight, Lord, that you would just allow, Lord, the power of God, Lord God, to totally captivate every heart, oh God, every man, every woman, oh God. Father, I pray, Lord God, a spirit of perseverance, oh God. I pray a spirit of liberty, oh God. I pray a spirit, oh God, of overcoming, oh God. A spirit of victory, Lord. Father, I pray tonight, Lord God, that you would just allow that anointing, oh God, upon each person, oh God, upon this church, oh God, upon the international vision that you have given us, Lord. Father, we pray tonight, Lord, that you would just have your way, Lord God. Have your way tonight, Lord. Have your way tonight. Come on, people. Let's continue to pray this through. Tonight, you haven't really opened your heart. You might be struggling your own way. Maybe you just drove up or trying to understand this vision. I want to pray for you tonight. This altar is still open. You might not feel fit. I'll never be like those guys. Why not? Open your heart to Christ. God could set you free. God could anoint you. And God can use you. You're here for the first time and you never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I'm going to pray for you tonight. But I want everybody right there where you are. I know most of us are familiar. Most of us have been around. Let's close with a simple word of prayer. You need prayer afterwards, we're going to pray. Are you standing? If you've been part of this church for a long time, you want to see the outpour of God, you want to see God move the way He's been moving, you see miracles after miracles, victories after victories. And it was mentioned this morning, there's still a lot of hurting people out there. And we are the catalyst. There is no one else. Thank God for the mega churches. Thank God for Calvary Chapel. Thank God for Legacy. Thank God for Family Worship. Thank God for all them churches. But Victory Outreach has a special call to know the down and out, to know the hurting. I've seen other ministries try to do what we do. I have them on video, you don't believe me. They try to do rallies. They try to open homes. They try to work with dope fiends. And it backfires. It's not their call. But I want you to know something. If every person in the city of Albuquerque, if every person in the city of Albuquerque that's not saved will get saved today, there will not be enough churches in Albuquerque. So we got our portion. Come on, somebody. And who's going to get him? Who's going to get him? They're just waiting for us to tell you about Jesus. I want somebody to challenge me and keep me accountable. So I was known in the streets, oh, Pastor Joe, oh, Pastor Joe. And now, like, who's that? I didn't lose it. We just gotten grown. And it's time that we pass the mantle to others. But I still love the streets. I still love the prisons. Two things I don't forget where I come from. But I'm not going to stay there neither. God has more.